Finland, 1 shot and 1 second were the difference in 2 World Cup medals for Emma Lunder. Under the bright lights of the season opener, Canada's top biathlete had her best World Cup ever in Kontiolahti, Finland, November 29 Dec. 4, with remarkable 4th and 5th place finishes. Being so close with major league results early on is a huge motivation for Lunder and what's possible this season. This weekend was awesome to see just how close the podium is, said Lunder, 31. Of course, anything can happen in biathlon, which is what keeps this sport exciting, but I'm definitely hungry to improve from a personal best of 4th. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Emma Lunder, at Emma Lunds. Among superstars Dorothea Wierer and Lisa Vitozzi, everything came together for the Canmore biathlete who showed in Finland that her endurance, speed and precision are shoulder to shoulder with the best. On range, Lunder was sharp as ever, picking off targets with 92% accuracy overall, 94% in prone, 90% standing. Coming into 2022-23 healthy, Lunder felt strong on course in Kontiolahti. Starting the season with a personal best is a great feeling, and it's cool to see all of the hard work our team put in this summer really paying off, said Lunder. I'm hoping we're able to keep building the momentum as a team, especially with our younger athletes who are just getting their first exposure to the World Cup. We have a good vibe going, and I'm excited to see what we'll be able to accomplish this winter. Biathlon Canada's head coach Justin Wadsworth said Lunder's off-season training was interrupted by injuries and it showed in the World Cup opener. He said the podium is there for Lunder, but he wants his pupil to focus on the positives she's done and less about the results. We hate to put expectations or whatever, but I mean, she now has shown herself more than anybody that she can ski, and shoot, with the best in the world, said Wadsworth. With that confidence, hopefully she can just keep putting together really good solid performances. I think if she does that, sooner or later she'll end up, on the podium. Currently ranked 8th in the world, Lunder's vertical jump up the standings started Saturday when raced to a World Cup best 4th place and was a part of her second ever flower ceremony, given to the top 6 finishers. She shot clean, 10 out of 10, in the sprint and finished at a time of 21:04.9, narrowly missing bronze by 1.2 seconds to Sweden's Lynn Pearson. In first place was Austria's Lisa Teresa Hausa, 20 minutes 39 seconds and 5 milliseconds, and in second was Italy's Vitozzi, 20 minutes 56 seconds and 8 milliseconds. The next day, the Canadian followed up with a 5th place effort in the 10-kilometer pursuit, shooting 19/20 at 31 minutes 46 seconds and 2 milliseconds. Had Lunder shot clean, a perfect outing at the range, she would have likely been in contention for silver, which was won by Italy's Wierer at 31 minutes 24 seconds and 9 milliseconds. Lunder also finished 20th in the 15 km individual. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Biathlon Canada, at Biathlon Canada Official. I think for Lunder, the motivation is really to see if she can stay in the top overall with consistent performances, which obviously she's done in 3 races, said Wadsworth. That and showing to herself that all the hard work she's done not just this last year, but the last 6-7 years of her career is starting to pay off. Meanwhile, Canada's Adam Runnels raced to a personal best, placing 19th in the men's 10-kilometer sprint while shooting 9/10. Coming off 2 high-stake victories at the biathlon trials in Canmore, Runnels handled the mental pressure well early on. He's right in there with Christian Gau, with both the skiing and shooting, said Wadsworth, giving Runnels high praise. Those two have had some nice battles in summer and fall in time trials and stuff, so they're both very capable of the results Adam has shown and Christian has shown in the past. Consistently one of Canada's top biathletes for years, Gau had a forgettable season opener. His highest placing was 36th in the men's 20 km individual. However, Wadsworth isn't too concerned with the lackluster performances and said Gau just needs to shake off the cobwebs and he'll return to form. The next World Cup is from December 8-11 in Hochfilzen, Austria.